Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Betches Media presents...
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah, no, don't put me down for cardio.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
I want to quit the gym.
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
With hosts Aileen Cooperman...
Joey doesn't share food!
...and Sammy Fishbein.
Whatever, I'm getting cheese fries.
Hello, welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And today we are talking, it's just me and Sammy, FYI, and we are talking, drum roll please, about Sammy's wedding updates, which are significant, right?
Sammy? Yeah, there's some real updates here. You know, when you were like, it's just us, I wanted to say like, I think we're alone now.
Anybody, I don't know the words to any lyrics. So
doesn't seem to be anyone around. Although Carly and Mike are in here, they're just silent.
Okay. So Basically a lot of people have sent in DMs just about like weddings and pandemic in general, just because it's been a while since we talked about this. I feel like this was like the topic of discussion, like, you know, early pandemic days, which feels like 25 years ago.
Yeah. It's also been a while since there were any like actual updates that were like about a specific plan that was going to happen on a specified timeline. So it's like, yeah, now there's like a plan.
Specific plan on a specified timeline.
Well, before it was just like me, like, you know, mentally planning like a wedding that could or couldn't happen.
Yes. You
know, pretty much. And just like coming up with ideas. But now I actually have like the idea, like this is what it's going to be. This is when Samantha Sage makes her debut.
Speaking of Samantha Sage, guess what I finally did?
You saged your house?
No. Oh. My name is officially Aileen Cooperman, middle name Drexler, last name.
Oh, was that hard?
I couldn't do it until now, basically, because I had so many travel plans, and you need to make sure that like when you book it, your passport or ID, whatever you use, is the same. And then after, like, obviously all the plans were shut down, I was like, oh, now's my chance. But then the Social Security office closed. And then it turned out you can do it online once they got their shit together. We're not online, not an online at all. Excuse me. You need to mail something in.
You just said you could do it online when you mail.
Well, okay. What I meant online is that like literally really
you request it.
Well, what you have to do is, in reality, you take your marriage certificate, you bring it to them in person, and they like issue a new Social Security card with your name. And then, but instead, so I downloaded the form online, printed it, filled it out, mailed it in with my marriage certificate, and then got my Social Security card. But the problem is I'm still waiting for my marriage certificate back because I need that to then change my passport.
Did you need to mail in your Social Security card?
No, I don't even know who has that.
Right, I know. Good. I'm glad you said that. I think I know where it is, but like, I don't want to look.
Well, now I know where my new one is, which is exciting as fuck.
It's like a clean slate for losing your Social Security card.
Clean slate for losing your shit. Yeah, no, yeah. I asked my dad, I was like, you have my like birth certificate, right? He's like, yeah, somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know where... I'm looking for those too. Like,
at what point do we become the keepers of our personal information parents?
Now. The time is now.
Yeah, I'll be like 45. Mom, they can't.
Yeah, can you have my birth certificate?
Where's my passport?
Yeah. It's like, that is very exciting. I'm going to do it right away too, because like, I guess. Okay. I'll think about what's going on there.
But yeah. So anyway, so many people have sent in DMs about this, like just about wedding plans, the pandemic, overall update on the future. As if Sammy and I have an update on the future.
We're here to tell you what's going to happen.
Our crystal ball says.
I think we have better instincts than most people. Or okay. I don't know, many people.
Some. Few.
No.
One.
No. I put a, no, you have to like be objective about this. Like we have good instincts.
Okay. Just good instincts.
We have a good track record. Doesn't mean we're going to be right forever, but like when you have a good track record, like, you know,
I suppose
the biggest predictor of what someone's going to do in the future is what they did in the past. So like if we like are good at predicting stuff and like, let's just say we were talking about seeds in 2012. Credibility.
Yeah.
Credibility.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, we'll peek into our crystal ball and share our information with you guys. So first let's talk about wedding plans. So remind everyone what your original plan was. And then happened?
It was to get married in Florida in like a house in a backyard, like on a tent, whatever that we rented. And it was like fully a destination weekend. And yeah.
A destination no longer.
No longer. It was supposed to be mid-April. And we had, you know, I did a whole thing on like brides about like specifics of the plan. But like at this point, I can't even. It was just going to be a normal wedding. Yeah.
We're not normal. Just like you wanted a standard destination wedding in Florida. It was the original plan in April.
In April. Yeah. And that was the stand. It was just going to be sort of standard what you think about, you know, a wedding, you know.
But then you pulled the plug pretty early.
I mean, early means like within a matter of days before people, like literally just a few days before.
But at that time, people had to. Every day felt like a month.
Right. But I don't know. I just like, yeah, I pulled the plug, but not early, not early enough to get my insurance claim.
It was more accepted. So you didn't buy your insurance early enough.
No, I started looking into insurance like probably 3 weeks before I bought it because I started to get like a little concerned, but I didn't act on it until the day before the pandemic. And therefore it didn't get, either way, I think 3 weeks might have been not enough anyway. Because coronavirus like was happening at that point.
Yeah. And wedding was soon. It wasn't like far in November. It was like soon, like in a month.
Yeah, exactly. So we didn't get our insurance money back. That's an update that I have not shared yet because that just happened like a week ago.
That sucks.
I mean, yeah, it sucks.
Okay. But, so you had to change all your things. You had to cancel a bunch of shit. You're redoing everything.
Then we were starting to plan another wedding at the New York Historical Society. And I basically picked out like all new vendors, like pretty much, that I thought like would be good for that vision of the wedding. And that was like a totally different wedding. That wedding had like a seated dinner and we were moving between like multiple rooms and it was in a museum. Like literally we were going to get married in a library. I think it would have been lovely. I would have loved to do it. I just don't really foresee a future where you're going to have like 100 to 250 people at an indoor wedding really anytime soon without masks and like without people being like freaked out. And like, I just don't think it can be that big and indoors. So we decided that's not going to work. Then we were thinking like, maybe we'll just rent a house in like the Hamptons and like do like a lawn wedding, like a full, like 100 people. But then I was thinking like,
are we allowed to have 500 people?
Right. You can't. I mean, actually in New Jersey, you can have 250 people outside.
What the fuck is Jersey doing?
I mean, their cases are like
low. Yeah.
Low. And I think because honestly, like I think if you're outdoors and you're mostly distance and you're wearing a mask most of the time, I really do think that like that is like a relatively low risk scenario. Mm-hmm. Based on like the science. Either way, like I think 100 people is still too many. So we're going to have under 50. And like a lot of those are kids. So it's like pretty much like 40 adults, even less possibly. And we want to keep it real. Oh, so basically we were going to do this 100 person wedding at a house we rented, but it was just like too complicated and too much. So we just said like, fuck it. Like we still want to get married. Like now we don't want to wait until we can have like 100 people. And we were just like, it started with my mom being like, let's do a backyard ceremony, real casual. She was going to marry us. But Avi's parents are religious and they really want the wedding to like be religious. And he wants to satisfy his parents because he's like close with them. And like, I guess he's just like a good son or something. And he wants, like, he's very close with his family, so he wants him to be there. So even though I have very little family, we couldn't just do something tiny, tiny with just our parents because, like, it just wouldn't work for
right.
him. So okay. So that was, like, the original plan. And then we were like, okay, let's just do a backyard ceremony in his parents' backyard, which is, like, really beautiful, actually, but not huge, honestly. Like, there's not a ton of space. Like, for people to be distanced, like, it has to be set up very, like, thoughtfully, you know?
Right.
But so that's what we decided. So at first we were going to do just immediate family, but his immediate family is 25 people and my immediate family is 2 people. Like, it's, you know what I mean? So it would just have felt like weird and imbalanced because, like, that just wouldn't be comfortable for me. And then we were like, okay, like, technically you can have more people. We have room for, like, a few more people. So we decided to expand it to, like, we each are getting a few friends, no plus ones for anyone. And then, like, I'm inviting, like, a cousin and my mom's going to have, like, 2 or 3 friends. And that's, like, the whole thing.
So what happened to your vendors, all these other vendors? Were they, like, flexible?
So I hadn't paid anything for them except for the deposit at the museum. And they are being super flexible and giving me a refund
because we built
the museum. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, like, great.
But what about Florida?
Oh, I didn't get money back except from the venue because it was, like, a guy's house. Like, he just gave me the money.
So you did lose some deposits for the original wedding.
Well, the photographer was originally from New York. So I am now using him for the current wedding. So that is, like, helpful. I didn't get the money. I didn't get the DJ. I didn't really spend that much on decor yet at that point, but the catering and then the tent rental, which, like, all adds up to, like, you know, a good amount. Ultimately, I think we're going to be spending less even with the lost money than on the original wedding, but who knows how this will pan out. So basically I also carried over, like, one of the caterer who I had met for the New York Historical Society. So I'm trying to, like, you know, work with, like, what makes sense for, like, what the new plan is.
How did this conversation come about? Like, when you finalized it?
We just wanted to do it. And then, we just wanted to do, like, a ceremony and then, like, a dinner. Cause, like, what else are you, you know, you're not going to, like, do nothing. You're just not going to, like, go home after the ceremony. Like, you're obviously going to, like, eat together outside. I think they're pretty happy. My mom was, like, being real annoying for, like, several days. Sometimes she still goes back to a place like that. But she's been better. She's going to be quarantining in our apartment for 14 days before the wedding because she's coming from Florida. And luckily we're moving upstairs to a 2-bedroom. So there will be a room for her, but, like,
yeah,
that should be fun. If you want, we can record an episode.
So she's quarantined. She's going to stay in that room.
Yes. Like, but she will. Like, here's the thing. Like, she will.
Right.
You know, she will.
You know, you could just, like, get her to do a COVID test when she gets to New York.
Okay, maybe. I mean, I agree. Like, she's just, there's no law. Like, I don't want to be rude to her on this episode, but, like.
No, Eileen's great. Eileen's great. Yeah. Everybody's now on the same page. Everybody's supportive. You're happy with this new plan.
Yeah.
When is it?
Oh, it's August 23rd, Sunday evening. I'm very happy with it overall. I would say where it's now going to be is, like, more of, like, a micro wedding rather than just a ceremony, because we're essentially doing, like, you need to do all the same steps, even in, like, whether it was this amount of people or, like, 100 people, it just is a little more manageable at a smaller scale. But then you have the added things of, like, meeting people to distance and wear masks and give them, like, communicate with them about that and, like, what we expect of them, like, to do at the wedding. So that is the current status.
So it's in a month.
It's in a month, yeah.
So stress are
and you'll be there.
High. I will be there.
Yeah.
Stress is high.
Like, a lot. Because I'm literally planning it in a month. Like, it's wild.
I know. But then it'll just be over.
I know. That's all. That's what I'm happy about. Like, I can move on with my life and not have to like be caught up in this like future wedding that has no plan, because like at no point was it just going to be smooth sailing to a wedding.
Yeah.
It's like annoying. And whether you do it with like 20 people or 100 or 250 or 500, you really like, there's a lot of things to think about, especially now with COVID, but even without it.
I know. There's just so many considerations, and you have to think about like the guests and how they're comfortable, and also just like then measuring that against what you actually want. It's a lot. It's a lot, but I'm excited.
Yes, it's soon. I'm excited too.
Yeah, I'm pumped. I think it's going to be great. Okay, so then like, are you really happy that you had your bachelorette party? I can't believe that was this year. I still think about that often.
I'm so happy. I would have been like so upset if that just like didn't happen, because it's like a special thing that's an extra. Like, I wouldn't feel as comfortable making people like do that for me in 2 years, like especially with all this weirdness with traveling and COVID. Like, I wouldn't feel comfortable with it. And now I'm just grateful that I got to do it. Like, truly. Yeah,
it was fun. I'm also grateful I was able to experience skiing in out west.
Right?
I've never done that. And now I can't ski on ice. It's too much ice.
Right. It's like, it's weird that we're now like confined to the Northeast. we might go somewhere in the, like in Maine for like a few days after the wedding, but we don't know.
Right. So honeymoon, what are you thinking? Maine?
We might go to Maine. There's this really, really nice resort that I would genuinely love to go to. Mm-hmm. And we've been like, we went to Newport. We went to Montauk. Like we almost said like, let's just go to Montauk again. Like,
it's just gonna be also, so expensive.
Yeah, I know. It's not worth it. And we had just been there. But Avi likes to surf. He's very into surfing now. Now that he's like back on his surfing game. I feel like every other week I report a new like physical activity that he does. Like, now he's doing chin-ups.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
So how do you feel about like Corona and all of this, like COVID and shit?
Meaning like what?
Like, I don't know. Just like the fact that we're doing this thing in a month. I guess it's better that it's sooner because it's less unknown. You know what I mean? Whereas if you were doing it for like December, there's so much still unknown. It's almost as if we're still back in March.
Yeah. And I was honestly very encouraged by like the stats in New York and New Jersey and like the Northeast in general, and how like we were able to open like phase 2 basically and have outdoor dining for like kind of a consistent period, and also that like these protests went on where people were wearing masks. So like honestly, I feel like it is pretty safe, I think, to attend like the setup of what we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
And we like honestly like the whole setup of the wedding is like so critical for this, because like it is set up to be distanced. I can't decide how much I should like give away, but about like the actual setup, but like the way people will be sitting, like you're with groups of like who you are sitting with.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you'll be sitting with those people at the ceremony and you'll be sitting with those people at the dinner. And it's not really like, and then there's like distance between those groups essentially.
I see.
The group.
So you have a buddy system.
Kind of. Yeah. Yes, basically.
Yeah.
Like
that's great.
It is basically like like you're with like a cluster kind of.
You're experiencing it's almost like a tour group. You're experiencing the wedding with your tour group.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to because we're going to make the seating like nice and pretty. So you're not, it's like, and it's really literally, it's just a ceremony and a dinner. So like, there's not like that many phases to it. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You're just kind of like, oh, you're sitting over here and then you're sitting over there and like, you're wearing a mask. Like, we're going to ask people to wear masks like when they stand up. We're not going to have like a bar. Like, we'll just have a server coming to take your order.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that all becomes much more manageable when you have like 40 adults. Like, it's just.
Yeah. Right. Right. You can control more.
Yeah. And like, Avi's sisters will like, they're going to sit like by their family. Like, so that's what I mean by like the clusters. Like,
right. Groupings.
Yeah.
Okay, so then, okay, this is the question of the year. How are you feeling about, like, wedding, I'm going to say it, diet?
Oh, I have so much to say, and I've wanted to actually talk to you about it, and I just haven't texted you, because honestly, I don't want to, like, fuck up your intuitive eating with my shit. Like, honestly, I just, you know what I mean?
Don't worry about it. I just, I actually feel like I have not an armor, but I have a good padding. Literally. Sorry.
Well, like, okay. Well, it's sure. Here's the thing. Like, yes, but I know it's like an up and down thing. And I didn't want to like get in your head with like that. You know what I mean?
No, don't worry about it. Share.
Yeah. But so, okay. But that's just why I didn't share it with you like on the side, basically.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate
it. The first day I said, I'm not shedding for the one.
Yeah. Okay, and now we're shedding for the wedding.
Okay, literally the next, I was like, yeah, fuck it. Like, I'm just going to look whatever. Then literally the next day, I suddenly find my appetite, like, gone. Like,
yeah.
And then it's, like, in my head constantly. Like, oh, wedding, 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 wedding. And it's, like, literally automatic where I can't, like, be in the presence of, like, my habits and my space and my, it's constantly on my mind. Like, you know
what? What specifically is constantly on your mind?
The wedding and the fact that I want to look good in my dress.
Okay.
And I don't want to look at pictures where. What?
You said you want to look thinner in your dress, thinner than you are now.
Thinner than I am at this moment, but I want to look like I looked like, honestly, when I tried the dress on, which is a little thinner than now. And I was mostly happy with that. But I also thought about like looking at pictures. I don't want to look at pictures and be like, ugh, like that's such a bad angle or like, and like feel like I have to like get rid of like pictures because I don't like how I look at them. Also, another piece of this is like how I will actually hold myself on the day. And if I feel thinner, AKA more confident, because like, I don't feel like I have an extra layer on me. If I feel that, I will I gained weight in quarantine more than I think that because I've been eating excessively.
Okay.
But I think that like if I will hold myself better if I feel like more content with my appearance, which honestly means being like 5 to 10 pounds thinner than I am right now.
Okay. So what are you doing?
I've just started working out like more time, honestly. Like, you know, I was doing 30. It's literally been a week. Like, that's the other thing. Like, I've
what's your plan?
This, like, okay. I hate to say it.
Why? Why do you hate to say it?
Okay, hold on. I'm just getting a little warm. I need to turn on the AC.
Getting a little verklempt by your diet conversation.
Verklempt, yes, I am. Because I literally said to my therapist last week, I don't want to think about my appearance for the wedding. And I said to you, I'm not shedding for the wedding. And then here we are 1 week later.
I think that you just have to approach it without judgment in terms of whatever you do. Like this is how you feel. Like, it's fine. That's like, you know, not it's fine. I can't say it's fine because it's fine means it's never fine. It's just, this is what you want to do. This is what you'll feel happy with. Don't judge yourself. Don't get verklempt about it.
Right. I do sense that. So what I have started doing is that I just extended my workout time from like 30 minutes to, let's say, like 50 minutes or an hour. So like, instead of doing one video that like isn't that hard, I'll do like two videos that aren't that hard. Okay. Or like a hard video and then an easier, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And my instinct is that I want to like massively cut my carbohydrate intake because that's the only thing I actually enjoy eating. And it's the only thing I really eat because like, that's how I consume my days because that's what is delicious and I fucking want. But that also causes me to like overeat and not like consume proper nutrients, honestly. And so I need to just like.
So you're going to cut carbs?
Not entirely, but like I'm trying to like have a lesser number or like replace unhealthy carbs with healthier carbs.
So you're gonna go on keto?
No, never.
You should just add more non-carby foods instead of think about it as taking away. Just as a mental shift. Add more non-carby foods. That isn't necessarily meat, but like more vegetables.
Right,
I know. And then you'll automatically probably eat less carbs because it always backfires. If you're taking away carbs, you're gonna eat more.
Right. Well, obviously, like, why don't we just eat like full meals instead of like randomly meat, like instead of starving yourself for the whole day and having like a pizza at 4 o'clock? Like, why don't you just eat? Starving myself though. Like, I'm actually just not hungry yet.
Okay. I've heard like, why don't you try like intermittent eating? Like, eat later. Eat the meals, but in a smaller time window. It's not restricting.
Right. I can do that. I also feel like, I kind of also feel like I'm less, you know, when like you, it just kicks in the click because of the wedding, like I'm sort of just like, all right, I should just like ride this wave of my natural like motivations taking over and just.
Yeah, you should
be fine.
There's nothing. Yeah. Do it. All right.
It's obviously doesn't feel that depriving if I am not as. If I'm sort of motivated, you know, and I'm not saying this is a healthy mindset whatsoever. Like, I'm not advocating this. I am expressing the reality of what it is like to be in this fucked up diet head of mine. But the wedding is in a month, and I think that like letting my mind be consumed with like what I should do is just not going to work.
I think I would probably. Despite any amount of progress I've made, I would probably feel the same as you. You know what I mean? Like it takes a really long time to be like a really long time to be okay with your body at a bigger size. And it's not just like, oh, one day you're just like, yeah, it takes a lot of like positive reinforcement and just like not acceptance, like real love. You need to like figure out how to like really stop, cut out negative self-talk. And I would probably, if I was getting married in a month, I would probably want to go on a diet immediately as well. Like for me.
Yeah. I mean, it's just sort of like natural. And I guess I just don't feel like strongly enough to not do it. I do feel that I want to do it. Honestly, I want to look thinner. That's like just the facts. I can't like lie that I don't feel that way. Mm-hmm. Whether why I feel that way, there's I'm sure many reasons. But I'm also not trying to become like a bobblehead. I know that I'm just not.
That used to be your goal. So you've made progress.
Yes. I just want to look a little bit more slender and toned.
Okay. That's good.
That's really it.
Okay. And you're being realistic what you can do in a month.
What can I do?
Right. No crash dieting.
No.
Okay.
I can't. I'm not capable.
Right.
You don't have to worry about me.
Right. All right. Well, I'm excited. I don't have to go on a diet.
You're so lucky.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, Good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, yesterday I ordered a pasta and I didn't finish the pasta.
Yum.
I didn't finish the pasta. Did you hear what I just said?
What was it?
It was a delicious fucking pasta that I did not finish. And I didn't even realize I didn't finish until the waiter came over and they were like, "Are you done?" And I'm like, "Yes, I'm done."
Oh my gosh. What was it? Where was it?
It was a fucking delicious pasta, Samantha. That's all you need to know.
Tell me what the pasta was. I want to know.
It was like this, like, it was like a Mediterranean Italian type of pasta, fettuccine with like you don't like mushrooms, right? Mushroom, shrimp. It was like some truffly.
Oh, I like that.
So good. And I didn't finish it.
What were you doing when it was like sitting in front of you and you weren't eating it?
I don't fucking know.
Talking?
Just not eating it.
Wow.
Talking. Yeah, I don't. Isn't that weird? Isn't that crazy?
I'm very proud of you.
I didn't finish my pasta. I need to scream that from the windows.
It's like, okay, is it crazy that when you say like, I didn't finish it, like my thought is like, I wish I could have had her leftover.
Can I have it?
Yeah.
I also ordered a pasta. That's
a deal.
So exciting updates, Sammy, all around, I think.
And people can follow along. I'm sure I'll be covering it on Betches Brides in many ways.
Yes.
And in my personal. Tell me how much you – okay, here's what I also wonder. Like, how much do people actually want to see of, like, me having a wedding? I wonder that because I think people will be excited to see. Okay. I just wonder. Because, like, it's a tough thing to, like, for a bride, I feel like some people are very sensitive about it. It's hard to want, you know. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll do everything tastefully. And at the end of the day, it doesn't fucking matter because the thing that you remember isn't, like, the way that you posted it. You end up remembering just, like, the nice moments that you had with your husband, your family, your friends, like just the kind of the fun and the sweet. Like I remember our ketubah signing and that to me was so special. I remember us getting ready and like that was fun. Like I remember like the ceremony and like the funny, like even like the shit that wasn't supposed, like during our wedding, like we didn't do a rehearsal and both family members went to the left side and there was only my brother on my side. It was just random. And all of a sudden I look, I'm like, why is everyone crowding on this side? Like what's happening? Meanwhile, Rusty's only looking at my brother and my brother's like really funny with facial expressions. So he's definitely cracking him up. It was just, but then that's the kind of shit you remember and you think is funny later, you know, it's like, it doesn't matter. You know?
Right. Well, something you said also like made me feel better about this and actually feel like maybe this is what I really wanted, which was that like you were happy to look at your photos and see like, or you didn't want to see like the randos in your photos, which made me feel like, oh, this is good because like I'm really going to have like only the most, you know, critical people. So
the people you really want. Yeah. And then
will we take pictures in our clusters?
Yeah. Yeah, because when you have like a big wedding, there's zero chance that those are all your close friends or family. It's like friends of friends or families of families. And then you have like fucking pictures of them. And what are you going to do with them? You're not sending it to them because you don't even have their email. So like, and like, you're not like sitting there like highlighting pictures and sending them to each person to send, you know.
Someone did that to me.
Yeah, that's like crazy.
Good she for sent me them. A physical picture with the thank you note. I'll tell you who it is later.
That's so nice and like thoughtful. And most people, I had no time to do that. I could not do that. But it's nice. Yeah. I honestly didn't even send, I haven't sent in my video notes yet. And it's almost a year.
It is. We're going to share an anniversary weekend now.
I know.
That's so funny.
So yeah, Rusty and I were thinking like we can celebrate. Maybe we'll go up like rent a place or go to a hotel, and then like I'll go to your wedding and then I'll come back and we'll like celebrate.
Oh, that's smart. That's so smart.
Something sweet there.
Yeah. Yeah. Aileen, my anniversary will be the 23rd and Aileen's is the 24th. So,
so funny. It's crazy how things work out.
Right. It's crazy that like a year after your, like could never have imagined that this would be the case like in a year at your wedding.
Doesn't feel like a year.
No, it feels like, I don't even know. It feels like not a year, but also many years because of.
Yeah. It feels like 30 seconds, but also a century.
Yeah, it's true.
What is time? Okay, so.
We have a question that asks, Aileen, what wedding day advice you have for Sammy? So what wedding day advice do you have for me?
Yes. So what wedding day advice do I have? Yeah, like, okay, this is advice I got was just to like, as much as you can stay in the moment, it's hard with, but actually it'll be easier for you because there'll be less people pulling you in multiple directions. And also physically they can't touch you. So
because and physically they need to stay with their cluster.
Exactly. They must stay with their tour groups. Do not stray.
It's like you have birthright group.
Yeah.
Everyone gets a lanyard in their color.
You have to sign out if you're leaving. Yeah, I would say make sure to pick out times in the day or the night, whatever, to like have a moment with Avi. Just so that, because you'll remember those moments,
We have the Yehud room, Aileen. Do you know what that, what that is?
Yeah, we did that after, that's a nice moment, but still you're still, like during that moment, we practiced our dance.
Well, it's so devastating. We're not going to have a real dance, but we are going to do a slow dance just, you know, to do it. And no one else is invited to dance either.
Yeah, just you two dance. That's nice.
But we didn't want to do a sweetheart table, but now we have to do one. So
yeah.
I figure like we're gonna just basically be like together the whole time.
Right, that's nice. But what I mean is like you're mentally not together sometimes. Like you'll be looking away and checking to see what everyone's doing, and your emotions are really, really high. Like you feel like your adrenaline is high because it's like what's happening next. I think just make sure to take a moment and just like mentally be together.
Yeah.
And I guess like with all the fucking advice everybody gives you is like take the opportunity to be mindful. Right. So yeah, I would do that.
Well,
and not worry about anything. Don't worry about anything. If something arises, just be like, what, somebody else figure it out. Like, don't worry.
That's why I hired a planner.
Yeah.
I think the thing that will help us feel like really present in the day and like, ultimately, I feel like this has become like a much more meaningful way of celebrating, which I think will make it easier to stay mindful because I'm like, I'm not worrying about like random opinions. But we actually like met at his house where we're having the wedding, which is like pretty crazy. Like that, I feel like it's just all
that's where the Shabbat was.
Yeah.
You went all the way to fucking Jersey.
My friend lived in Jersey and like I was staying at her house.
And that's the house where you met him?
Yes.
I didn't know that. That's wild.
Yeah.
That's exciting. That's like, so sweet.
Yeah. And there's also like a whole other component to it that I think he'll probably say at the wedding, my guess, is that he'll include it. So I'm not going to say it now, but like, yeah, it's wild.
You guys like, should like carve something in a fucking tree.
We actually did once carve our names in a bench at Wave Hill. That's not his house, but yeah.
No, but in his house, like maybe wherever your ceremony is near or something.
Yeah. I'm so excited for you to see the Sage dollhouse.
I'm excited. Do you have all your outfits?
Almost. It's at Wedding Salon, obviously. The dress is at Wedding Salon. And then I want to get a second outfit to like do a cake cutting and, you know, a few other things in, and I ordered
surprises.
I thought it was really cool. It was like this flowy thing, and Avi said I look ridiculous. Not that he understands chicness in any way whatsoever, but
objectively, he thought you looked ridiculous.
I'll send you a picture. You tell me what you think.
Okay.
And then I just ordered another one since he thought that. I do want to kind of like try to be in the moment.
I'm just excited for you. I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy that like you get to like you made you maybe you didn't have the original plan that you wanted, but you made something that works for you and Avi, and that like you still get to actually you get to like celebrate the real reason why you're even engaged in the first place in a way that still is very intimate. And romantic and sweet, and you get it fucking over with.
Yeah. I don't want to like jinx it, but like, you know how I kept being terrified that like something would interfere with our first wedding? Like,
don't jinx it, Sammy.
I know. Something feels like much more right about like the whole way that this is like going down. I can't explain it. Like, that I wonder if like maybe the whole reason I wanted that wedding is because like I was very, and obviously we all
external pressures
caught up. Yes. Caught up in like this belief that you need to do your wedding a certain way, that it needs to be a certain number of people, that you need to extend invitations to certain groups of people. And like did that, those were like the pieces of etiquette that like had just formed like the social norms around them. But like the social norms around them are just like what they were at that time. Like, it's not like weddings have always been like they were in 2020, in 2019, you know?
Yeah. So
I wonder how much of that was like because I thought like, oh, this is how it's done, versus like if I had just, I never could have thought to do this like this. But because I would have also like, it also was sad that like I can't invite every single one of our friends. Like, there are, I have close friends who I cannot invite, and it's just, it sucks. Like, I wouldn't have been able to say that if it weren't for like Corona, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, we would have had to find somewhere bigger, like, cause I couldn't have like said no to those people. But yeah, I wonder if like this is ultimately like more us or more like of a good fit. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I think it also just generally has taken like the pressure relieved the pressure off of just like that wedding rat race. And just like one-upping each other and like everything for Instagram. I think that's the case for with a lot of things, like people's summer plans and the way you celebrate anything. It's just all about the people. Like, everything now is just about the people you're with.
I've been thinking about that for like the vacation destinations. Like, why did we need to go to Europe? Like, for like why did it need to be like a European summer? You know, like that kind of thing. Like, why does it need to be an exotic, extravagant vacation, like one or multiple times a year? Like, it just sort of made me, like, as I've been going, like, you know, I went away 2 weekends to like just more close places. And I'm sort of like, why isn't this like enough? Like, this is relaxing. It's actually more relaxing because I don't have to go in the fucking airport. Like,
and you don't have like this, like, I need to see everything.
Yeah.
And like, jam packed. Mm-hmm. And I need to take a picture of everything.
Yeah. Yeah. It actually is a real vacation because you're like less, it's like there's just less pressure on the whole thing. And like, I don't know, I was talking to one of our friends who was like trying, you know, she's very into her, you know, her vacations and like was very upset that like we couldn't go really anywhere. And now she like is just going somewhere in the Northeast, and she's like, yeah, like this is not like, this is nice. Like, it's just,
yeah. It's nice.
I made it nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think our expectations for like what a vacation is have really skyrocketed in the past like decade.
Yes, because it's not just it. It's all of it, because it all comes down to fucking social media, what you're wearing, what you're doing, where you are, like your itinerary. Like, is it better than the last person who went? Do I need to go there because I saw a photo of it? Like, do I need to find a new fucking gem, a hidden gem, like for like Magellan? Like, you know?
Yeah.
It's really, I think that also just taking a step back from just like even vacations, just general plans. We don't need to go somewhere fucking special. Let's go to that restaurant we always go to. It's nice because you're just with the people you're with. No one is Instagramming everything. It's just like, it's not about that.
You know, this is what Eileen was trying to teach me my whole life. Like, my whole life. She's like, why can't you just like be happy with like going to Yamaguchi for the 35th weekend in a row?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
We like it for a reason.
We like it because they have a delicious tuna sashimi salad and they also have delicious spinach crab cakes. Okay.
Yeah. Right. 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 And you go places also for the experience and no long and not really the social media element or the like just to say you went.
Yep. It's nice.
It's great. I feel like we've kind of stripped back and like got back to the real reason you do things, like the intention of it.
Yes.
Which is nice. And I like it. And I hope it lasts.
Indeed.
And it also, I feel like we, sorry, I just keep going, but I feel like the pressure is off on people to look a certain way. And like, just like, you know, we've all gained weight, a little weight in quarantine. And so what? You know?
Right. I mean, if it weren't for the damn wedding dress and photos, that was,
no, I get
was on
it.
The train.
I get it. Yeah, but like, so, you know, so what we get, like, and I think that's a huge part of it, of like accepting how you look is like not really giving a shit so much about everyone, everyone thinks of you, but it's nice to know that everybody else is sort of on the same page.
Right. I hope it
makes
stays.
It easier.
I hope yeah. it stays.
I hope
it's really a whole value shift.
All right. Let's do some non-scale wins. Okay. So we have a listener non-scale win. All right, I'll read it. Hi guys, I just wanted to say I love the podcast and you guys being honest and vulnerable about your own personal journeys. I wanted to share my non-scale win, which involves my first bridal dress fitting today. I've had a history of over-exercising, binge eating, and restricting, and usually if I had a fitting or a special occasion, I'd restrict and over-exercise to ensure I didn't gain any weight or feel negatively about my body image. Well, today, because I've refrained from that behavior by going to therapy and getting support, that it's not a thought on my mind. I had my usual breakfast, my strength training workout, and I'll even have a second meal by the time I head in for my fitting at 2 p.m. Big deal, actually. Such a difference from where I'd be if this was 5 years ago. Again, so grateful for your podcast, and I look forward to hearing you guys every Sunday. Love you, XOXO. Gossip Girl.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I've actually had a lot
proud of her.
Yeah, proud of her, especially the part about like eating before the fitting. Like, oh my God, I would, to think about how hungry I was this time last year. Just like thinking about that is wild. But anyway,
oh,
I feel like we've gotten a lot of DMs recently about like how I've had like some few ones about how the podcast has really shifted people and changed how they feel about themselves and the progress they've made with their like perfectionism or like their disordered eating habits, not necessarily eating disordered, but disordered eating habits and like facing that and kind of like normalizing these thoughts that we all have. And it makes me feel so good to get those, you know?
Yes, it does. Like you're actually helping people, not just, you know.
Well, I feel like we're all helping each other in a way. Like us talking about this is very therapeutic and cathartic. And then reading DMs or messages or emails about it is also, it feels good because then you and I feel like we're part of it. We're not like preaching to anyone anything. No. Like literally, you know.
We have the problems too.
Exactly.
We're like, we are the problems also. Like we're just talking about them in a public forum.
It's more of a support group.
Right. Right. But we have the issues.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not gurus or any steps ahead of you.
Totes. What is your non-scale win, Samantha?
Okay, I'm debating, but these two things are actually kind of like caught up in each other in their own ways. But
you can have two.
Okay, one is that I got like my little next set of dentistry done and I had like no dental phobia.
It was great. That's great.
Which is a big victory because I've had dental phobia since I was a child when my father was my dentist, which leads me into the second non-scale win, which was inviting him to my wedding and getting through that conversation, despite the fact that it was like him asking me a bajillion irrelevant questions and like just, it was a tough invitation.
But you did it and he said yes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
was he gonna
great.
Say no? He was like, oh my God, I can't even get into it. It's like,
we
you know what, just a
offline.
Yeah. Like, you know what, a conversation is just like brutal. Like,
yeah.
That was the situation.
I have a lot of brutal conversations that I just put myself through. I noticed, yeah. But I kind of, whatever.
Yeah. What's your non-scale win?
Really, my non-scale win was eating that, was ordering the pasta and actually not finishing it without realizing it. So it wasn't, so a huge part of intuitive eating is like realizing the difference between restricting and limiting, like mindful limiting.
Interesting.
So it's not like, it's the intuitive eating is not what everybody thinks, which is just like eat everything in sight because you're allowed. It's no, it's really listening to yourself. Do you want any, like eating to the point of you're satisfied.
Right.
And that is what I did intuitively. Yeah.
That's great.
And again, guys, do you need me to shout it? Because I will. I didn't finish my pasta and it wasn't because I was like restricting the carbs or anything. I was like, I'm like done. And it was weird. It was weird. Another piece of intuitive eating is like there's this like piece of sadness that's attached. I think I've talked about this. The piece of sadness when you're done.
Like, yeah.
It's like this, like it makes sense. We love food. You're enjoying it. And you don't want to stop because it's so good. It's like doing anything. But you're done. So you're kind of sad. But that moment, once you take in, you feel that moment of sadness, it goes away and it's fine. And it was just like, I experienced all that intuitively and it was weird.
You didn't have to be sad because it wasn't gone.
No, I mean, it's gone. Like the feeling of sadness goes away once you feel it.
Oh, no, I'm like talking about, yeah.
The feeling of sad, no, it's not sadness because you're finished. Like there's nothing left. It's not like that. It's a feeling of sadness because you've told yourself you don't want anymore.
Oh,
and honoring that. And you're sad because you can't, it's not should, it's more so you're not going to keep going. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. I get it now. I thought you were saying like, there's a feeling of sadness when you finish the food.
You know, I feel that and I've licked my plate before.
Me too. If I'm home alone. Absolutely.
My mom used to do it and I would follow her, you know,
mothers.
But yeah, it's crazy. I realized it later and I'm proud of myself, but
that's awesome.
I guess we were going to talk more about intuitive eating next week, actually.
Let us know what you want to hear about.
Yeah. Send us your questions because I feel like I've been doing it for a while that I could really, really share a lot. Yeah, so send in your questions. Send them to at Diet Starts Tomorrow. Email dst@betches.com. Carly's on the other end of that. She will be fielding. And you can DM us too, at Sammy, at Aileen. Everyone, please go. Oh, wait. Yes, no. Everyone, go rate, review, subscribe to our podcast. Rate, review, subscribe to our podcast. We love you all. Keep the emails coming, the advice. We want to keep giving them to you. And yeah, we're always with you.
Through thick and thin. Diet Starts Tomorrow is hosted by Aileen Cooperman
and Sammy Fishbein.
Our editor is Sean Kilby. Our podcast producers are Mike Coscarelli, Sean Kilby, and Carly Rice.
And artwork is by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram and email your questions and non-scale wins to dst@betches.com.
Betches.